The Warrior Soul podcast is written, produced, and edited by me, Chris Albert. Our goal is to empower U.S. military veterans to live their absolute best lives. And we do that by providing tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that they can apply into their lives to become wiser, stronger, smarter, more resilient, and more capable human beings in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about here can obviously apply to you. And if you like what we have to say and the information we provide and the guests we bring on, please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. It really helps to spread word about the show and to get this helpful information into the hands of more veterans so that they can in turn improve their lives and shape the future of this country. This podcast is brought to you by the amazing, the wonderful F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packets of fats. These are portable snacks that you can carry with you anywhere. It's so hard to find a low-carb snack out there, but these guys have done it. They got macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with pecan butter. They've got awesome meat sticks, and they've got these delicious cheese snacks that they put out there. Plus, they're an amazing company. They send boxes of this stuff out to the troops on the front line. It's not something we ask them to do. It's something they volunteered to do. So if you want to get some of the best low-carb, high-fat snacks on the planet, head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your first order. This podcast is also brought to you by the amazing, awesome people at Save the Brave. Save the Brave is an organization that provides camaraderie events for veterans. They do fishing events, they do golfing events, they do other sporting events, and they also do a lot of work to help Gold Star families. And look, we've all heard stories about veterans charities where the executive boards are taking these giant salaries, and I don't have a problem with that at all. But here's the thing. I want to make sure that whatever organization I'm talking about is doing amazing work. SaveTheBrave.org is doing absolutely outstanding work. Their board doesn't take any salary whatsoever, and they are having an amazing impact. They're focused on getting veterans to live their absolute best lives, and that's what this podcast is about, and that's why we wanted to work with them. So if you're interested in volunteering or donating to Save the Brave, head over to www.savethebrave.org and make your donation or your request today. Finally, this podcast is brought to you by Warrior Soul Apparel. This is a clothing company that I actually helped to start a couple of years ago as we were beginning the brand Warrior Soul. We've got some amazing t-shirts. We've got skivvy shirts with some pretty funny sayings on there, like, I love Jesus, but I cuss sometimes. We've also got some awesome hero shirts. We have the amazing Hard Times Breed Hard People series. And these are just great shirts that I've helped create. And they support the show. So if you're interested in getting some Warrior Soul shirts, head over to www.warriorsoul.shop. And finally, if you're interested in joining a new group that we are putting together here at Warrior Soul, a group for those who are looking to live epic lives worthy of epic obituaries, stick around to the end. We'll have some information for you to check out. With that, let's get into the episode. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the very first Warrior Notes edition of the Warrior Soul Podcast for the year 2020. And we are going to jump right into it. We are going to be talking about how to find the time to train, even if you don't think you have it. Here's the thing, guys. I realize that
you've got to put food on the table. You've got jobs, you've got families, you've got responsibilities that you have to do. And one of the big mistakes that we make while we're trying to fulfill those responsibilities is we let ourselves go. We let ourselves go physically. And because we let ourselves go physically, we let ourselves go mentally. And when you do that, it takes away from everything. It does take away from your ability to earn money. It takes away from your motivation. It takes away from your ambition. And in the long term, what it's going to do is it's going to ensure that you're not going to get a chance to enjoy all that money you're saving or that time with your family, which is what's really important. Your quality of life as you get older. We are going to be living longer and longer regardless of whether or not we get sick. That's something I want you to understand. The rates of what's called morbidity are increasing. People are living longer, but they're not getting very much enjoyment out of life. They're strapped to their seats or they're sick in bed. And here's the thing. If I'm going to live to 80, 90, or 100 years old, I want to make sure that I'm enjoying every second of it. Because you might be 70, 80, or 90 years old, but if you've got all your mind and your wits about you, here's the thing. What's the beauty of living that long if you can't enjoy it? I want to be able to play with my grandkids. I want to be able to go on hikes. I want to be able to travel the world long after I stop working. And we're seeing more and more people today who aren't able to do that. And for this community, the U.S. military veteran community, you guys have sacrificed so much of your lives already in the service of others. You should get a chance to enjoy yourself. You should get a chance to be out there and to be active. And the other thing is this, a lot of you are so concerned with the idea of protecting yourselves and protecting your families. You're protectors by nature. And yes, firearms help us to protect our families. They help us to protect our homes. But if you're not physically capable, you're leaving a huge hole in your self-defense system. So what I want to do today is I want to give you some very realistic solutions that you can implement directly after this episode in the coming weeks to help you to find the time to train so that you're not giving up on those New Year's resolutions, on those goals that you have for the new year to become more physically capable, to lose weight, to feel better, and to advance your lives. So let's get into it. I'm not going to do everything from like a mile high theoretical thing. These are very practical solutions that you guys can implement. We're going to talk about really, really simple things you can do. I'm telling you guys, this can be done by anybody. Anybody can find the time to train. If you have 10 minutes, 15 minutes, a half hour, you don't need to be in the gym for 2 hours to do it. So let's get into it. The very first one is for those of you who prefer to train in a gym, right? There's a lot of us who really love training with barbells, who love training with dumbbells, who want to be in the gym environment to train. Now, like I said, you don't need that gym environment. It's a big fallacy that I think the fitness industry promotes that says, oh, you've got to be in a gym, you've got to have machines, you've got to have barbells, you've got to have all this stuff. And the truth is, you don't. You just need your body. You need maybe you can get a kettlebell or some dumbbells, and we'll talk about that in a second. But if you prefer to train in a gym, one of the simplest things that you can do to find the time to train is to keep a gym bag in your car and transition the clothes out each night, but keep it with you wherever you go. Now, why is that? Well, a lot of times you're heading to work, right? You go to work, you work all day long. And I know a lot of you work out in the evenings after you go to work, and some of you work out before you go to work. But if you have your gym clothes with you, it's going to save you 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, or an hour of driving all the way home, taking your clothes off, your work clothes off, putting your workout clothes on, and then driving back out to the gym. If you have your clothes with you in a gym bag, you can just drive to the gym. Or if you've got a gym that has multiple locations, like let's say you're out on the road a lot with work, you could find a gym in the local area you're at, or you could find a gym that's close to your office or close to your place of work. And you can hit that gym on the way home. You can change in the gym, then you can drive home in your gym clothes, and then you can shower once you get home, right? That 15 minutes of commuting time or that hour of commuting time, that makes a world of difference in the amount of time you're going to have. Because if you get home at 6:30, then you got to change at 7 o'clock by the time you're leaving. And then you hit the gym and then all of a sudden it's 8:30, 9 o'clock by the time you get home, you're having dinner. You're not going to keep that up and it's not going to be sustainable for you. So keep that gym bag with you wherever you go. Change your clothes out each night, put it back into your car, and you will have a lot easier time of getting to the gym if you need to. Another caveat to this one is to join a gym that's close to your place of work or to join a chain gym that has multiple locations that you can get to. Like, let's say you're on the road and you're stuck in traffic and you know it. I live here in Southern California, and if you're going to hit the 405 between the hours of, you know, 5 and 7 p.m., you're going to be on there for a couple hours. One of the things you could do is you could pull out Siri and you could say, "Hey Siri, where's the closest gym to where I'm at?" And then you could just get off the exit, drive, go get a workout in, wait for traffic to dissipate, and then you got a clear ride home, right? Really simple things that you can do, just thinking on your feet here, to be able to get a workout in, save some time, and then get home at a decent hour because you want to spend some time with your family, right? Another thing, and this is a big one, because I think a lot of people don't get this. And this is number two. You don't need a gym. And you don't need an hour space of time to get a workout in. A lot of people think, oh my God, I need to go to the gym. I got to spend an hour, 2 hours there. I don't get how people do that. When I go to the gym, I'm in a half hour, maybe 40 minutes, and then I'm out. I go in, I do the work, I do minimal time between sets, and then I get out of there. And a lot of times, if I can't get to the gym, I don't let that hang me up. So one of the things you can do if you can't go to the gym, if you can't find a big block of time to work out, is you can do calisthenics throughout the day. And here's the thing, there's science behind this that says that actually working out throughout the day in small sessions is more effective than going to the gym for an hour and then sitting on your butt for the rest of the day. So one of the things you could do is you could set an alarm on your clock or set an alarm on your phone. And whenever it goes off, set it for every like 90 minutes, get up and do 3 or 4 sets of 20 bodyweight squats or 20 pushups or 20 burpees or doing some lunges, right? Bodyweight lunges. You don't need any equipment to do that. You don't need barbells. You don't need dumbbells. You don't need bands. You don't need a kettlebell. You just need your body. And if you're at work, what you could do is you could just head over to the stairwell or you could head over to a corner of your office where nobody's looking and you can knock out those 3 or 4 sets really quickly and then get back to it. Maybe you don't want to do burpees if you're wearing a suit, right? You get all sweaty and stuff like that. But doing 3 or 4 sets of bodyweight squats, that's really realistic. Doing 3 or 4 sets of pushups, that's realistic, right? Keep a little deodorant in your desk, you'll be good to go, right? And if you do that throughout the day, by the end of the day, you'll have had a full workout. You can change those exercises up. Maybe in the morning session, you're doing some squats. Maybe in the pre-lunch session, you're doing some pushups. Maybe after that, you're doing some bodyweight lunges. Maybe after that, maybe you could sneak a pull-up bar into work. Maybe you can't, but you can do a couple other calisthenics exercises. And by the end of the day, you'll have a total body workout done. All right. Now, if you don't want to do that, another thing you could do, you could do calisthenics at home while you're watching TV or while you're watching the baby or while you're watching your kids, right? You don't need to go anywhere for that. But the other thing you could do if you really want to train with weights is you can get a kettlebell or you can get a couple of dumbbells and just keep them in a corner in your house, right? You don't need a full home gym. You don't need barbells. You don't need a squat rack. If you've got a kettlebell or you got a couple of dumbbells, you do squats with those things. You do lunges with those things. You do presses with those things, rows. You do curls. You can do power cleans. You can do snatches. You can do so much stuff with a kettlebell. You do HIIT training, right? You can do kettlebell complexes, which are a few reps of each exercise back to back in a full round robin circuit that you're doing. And that gives you great cardio. It'll help you to burn fat. You can do kettlebell swings. Swings are great cardio. And they are so effective at training your body, building strength. And it's really convenient. And kettlebells are not that expensive. I mean, they'll run you like $40 or $50 and you basically get a home gym for it. Go on to Amazon right now and you can check that out. I'll put some links up on the show notes for this episode to some of the best equipment that I think that you guys can get for a home gym. Again, really simple solution, guys, here. You just got to open your mind up and get out of that mindset that says, hey, I'm at home right now. I can't do anything. This isn't about just burning fat or looking good on the beach. This is about your life. This is about you feeling better, performing better, and doing it for the rest of your life so that you can live the best life possible, guys. We got to get that vanity mindset out of our heads. The next one is this. You can do HIIT training. Now, what is HIIT training? It stands for high intensity interval training. And a lot of us think, oh, we got to get outside. We got to go for a 3-hour run, or we got to go to the gym. We got to get on the treadmill for 45 minutes. You can get a great cardio workout in as little as 4 minutes. One of my favorite ways to do this is with Tabatas. And what you do there is you set a timer, set it for 4 minutes. You can get a Tabata timer off of the internet. You can do it. There's a lot of really good ones on YouTube. And basically you do as many reps as possible, as many repetitions as possible for 20 seconds. Then you take 10 seconds of rest. And then the next 20 seconds, you do as many repetitions as possible. Then you take 10 seconds of rest and you do that to 4 minutes. And by the end of it, you are going to be worn out. And this works really good with exercises like bodyweight squats, like burpees. If you got a kettlebell, you can do kettlebell thrusters. That's basically like a squat and you're squatting up into a press. Sorry, I knocked my microphone. You're squatting and then you're squatting up into a press. You do it with kettlebell swings. You can do it with any exercise. And it's a great fat burner, scientifically proven to burn fat, right? There's a lot of studies done around Tabata work and HIIT training. And it takes very little time. You can do it in 4 minutes. And as you get advanced, you can add minutes to that. I like to go up to 8 minutes and do a Tabata. It's, again, a really great way to get a workout in, a really quick way to get some cardio in, a really awesome way to burn fat. Finally, and here's another one, start doing workout dates with your significant other or your family, right? Start doing workout dates with your significant other or your family. If you don't have kids, a great way to save some time and to spend some time with your loved ones is to go out and do some training together. Now, me and my girlfriend, we go out on workout dates all the time. We hit the gym together. We hike together. We run together. And it's just an awesome thing that's brought us closer together. And the thing about it is this, a lot of you have kids, right? A lot of gyms these days, they have daycare facilities. You could bring the kid to the gym, and places like EOS Fitness, which is a new gym that I just joined. I think it's like $6 an hour. 24-hour fitness is a little bit more expensive. They do it for like $25 an hour. But if you're at EOS, it's like $6 an hour for daycare. That's awesome. You put the kids, they're going to go play for an hour while you and your significant other, you guys go train. And then if your kids are a little bit older, maybe they're teenagers, right? One of the things you can do is to bring the kids to the gym with you. If they're like 13, 14 years old, you got a son or a daughter who's waiting to get into high school athletics, teaching them how to do resistance training is going to help them so much when they're trying to excel at their high school sports. So, and that's when I started. I started a little bit earlier than that at 12 years old, and there's debate about whether or not you should do that. But it's a great way to get closer to your kids. It's a great way to teach them something that's going to be of value to them for the rest of their lives. It's a great way to make them stronger and make it less likely that they're going to get bullied, right? Same thing if you guys wanted to take a jiu-jitsu class or a martial arts class. Another really great thing that I see people doing at my school is they come in and they train with their kids. And these kids are like little ninjas. They go out there and I've rolled against some of them before, people who are like a fraction of my size, and they do outstanding. And that's particularly important if you want to protect your kids from potential attackers. Again, it makes them less likely to get bullied, but it also makes them less likely to get subdued by an adult. You want to teach them the basics of protecting themselves. So again, guys, I want to slam this point home, right? Fitness isn't just about looking good. It's not just about vanity. It's not even just about getting stronger or performing better. Fitness is about freedom. Fitness allows you to do what you want to do in life for a longer period of time. It keeps you from being enslaved by the chains of your body, because that's essentially what our bodies turn into when we get sick. Right? In my experience with ulcerative colitis, an autoimmune disease that I suffer from, one of the things that I've realized is how easily your body can be turned into a prison. If you are not physically capable, that keeps you from doing so many things. It keeps you from seeing the world in different ways. So see to your own freedom, right? The hardest form of tyranny to rebel against is the tyranny that you impose on yourself. And you impose that tyranny through bad habits, through lack of discipline. You can win back your freedom and you can allow yourself to be free for the rest of your life if you see to this stuff. So with that, guys, I want to thank you so much for listening to the Warrior Soul Podcast. We've got some great content coming up for you in the year 2020. For those of you who want to hear more of the Warrior Soul Podcast, head over to www.warriorsoulagogi.com. And if you can, if you enjoy this podcast, you find it's helping you, please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating review. And if you want to support the podcast, there's a few different ways of doing so. You can head over to warriorsoul.shop. It's warriorsoul.shop. You can pick up some of our awesome gear, some of our awesome t-shirts. I'm not wearing one right now. I'm wearing one from one of my favorite bands, Phish. But we've got some great gear that's designed and printed and made by U.S. Marines up in our print shop in Santa Barbara, California. In addition to that, if you want to support yourself, you can join the Warriors Obituary Society. And what is the Warriors Obituary Society? It's a group of us who've gotten together to empower each other to live epic lives worthy of epic obituaries. It starts with an 8-week development program where we show you how to customize your own fitness and conditioning plan and nutrition plan. And then we jump into your finances. We help you to knock down debt and start building up your investments so you can start financing your own dreams. And then we get into things like building a world-class network, right? Building a world-class network of people who are going to help you along on your way, focusing on your goals within business and within your career. And then we help you to improve your relationships. It is a great group. We get together for live calls each week. We hold each other accountable to those goals, and we're communicating constantly over our own private forum. We don't do anything over social media. We keep it all on Slack so you're not getting distracted and you don't feel like anybody's looking over your shoulders. So again, guys, you want to check that out. That's up at www.warriorobituarysociety.com. WarriorObituarySociety.com. Again, I want to thank you so much for listening. We'll be back at you later on this week with some more awesome content. This is Chris Albert, and I am out. I am out. I like that hand sign I just did. It's awesome. All right, talk to you guys soon. Peace.